Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, the international
host. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Cause I tatted it on. Since day one I've been here. We got God in our life, baby, had no fear. When you ain't with me, better represent. You been with me through the struggle, now we doing it big. I love 100. I give it to you real, and that's the way that you want it. Cause I love you, girl.
I just write a million songs thinking about you, babe.
Love a man, even when you know he
cause I'm faithfulin'. He's telling you everything that you wanna hear. Hold you tight when you cry, no, it's just the way it is. Some days everything feels perfect. Bubble bath, champagne with the candles lit. But then it's back to square one with the bullshit. Talking about he don't know who the hell calling. They calling, he's lying, he's cheating. But I'm trying, hard to break away from this madness. But he touched my heart with so much passion. Insecurities, I know I need to let go. He got me fighting bitches that I don't know. From day one, my girl telling me I lucked up. I believe it too until I find out he was cracked up. Baby, cause I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong, I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on your kisses while I write this song. Baby, cause I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong, I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on your kisses while I write this song. Goddamn, now I'm sitting here stuck, thinking about the many times we broke up. Are you really meant to be? Is it bad luck or dear God? I don't ask for much, but just a little bit of love and a lot of affection. I should have let you go, but I feel a connection. Like the love we share was pure perfection. Our hearts were both moving in the same direction. Everything was right, but then he went left. I'm tired of chasing him, now I'm all out of breath. I gave him my life, he lived for himself. I took my life back so he can hurt someone else. Cause too many years of heartache have gone by. Years of loving, fighting, and more lies. He played with my body, abused my mind. But I'll be damned if I let him break my heart this time. Baby, cause I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong, I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on you, this is why I write this song. Baby, cause I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong, I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on your kisses while I write this song.
Drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top underground, I'ma shine. Back to you suckers while I'm chasing all my cash. You sitting at the house, breath stuck up on your ass. I'm standing in the booth, just spitting out my ass. I smell you from a distance with that hater type swag. But why you gotta hate? We can all get the cash. I think I kinda know you on that female type rag. You bleed in between centipede type fag. I'm done with you suckers, man, I'm back to the cash. I gotta get the guap like a dirty fucking cop. Mind on my moolah trying to get big stocks. I'm a first round nigga, guaranteed no flops. I'm really going hard in the booth, not stop. Independent grinding all the way to the top. Get up on my hype, watch the money start to talk. Grind till I shine with them so stacked up. I'm always creeping out, just call me Devin Ball. Booty in the guap, yeah, the money's on my mind. Fuck everything, I need my money all the time. Bring back second, drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top, underground, I'ma shine. Booty in the guap, yeah, the money's on my mind. Fuck everything, I need my money all the time. Lean back, stacking, drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top, underground, I'ma shine.
This is where I change my mind. Though you say she's just a friend, she's been sleeping where I've been, acting like your next of kin. Though you keep me hanging on, same old story. Once again, I must remind, please review my exit sign. This is where I draw the line. This is where I close the door. Can't take your secrets anymore. Too many calls are not returned, so some bridges must be burned. Some poor fools, they never learn. I bought a vowel, got a flu. I solved a puzzle and now we're through. Some other life but as for the present time, this is where I draw the line. I still believe love is good. Yes, I got hope for someone new. Can taste new candy on my plate. Might forget just where I've been, traveling down the same dead end. But thanks a lot for showing me I deserve better, and now you're free. Don't wanna take up all your time, I only called to drop a dime. This is where I draw the line. This is where I draw the line. This is where I draw the
consciousness.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
sucker.
Get
yeah.
lit.
Hello, Mr. Hello, with your pie.
And hell, hell, the tree.
A new birth
for certification from Mother Earth.
Sight along these papers. Unknown liberation.
Unknown liberation.
Misunderstood.
One that may be burned for its context
or printed as a book.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
With your pass. It's going now. Welcome to Freak the Fuck Out Friday. And we is up in the building, people. And we're back.
Good morning.
Morning good. To you. Ms. Heavenly Angel,
so you're
the building, people. What's good?
You're not feeling well.
Yeah, something like that. That's not really a, you know, an illness.
No, but I mean.
It's just something most people around me need anyway, so they shut the fuck up. But, you know. You don't want to wish that on everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's painful, isn't it? Isn't it painful?
Yeah, that shit, man. I don't remember having one since I was a kid, though.
Yeah, since I was a kid, I haven't had one either, yeah.
Yeah.
That thing
but,
you
I
get
mean,
sore.
Oh, man. Well, see, with me, when I was in the military, I had all my wisdom teeth pulled. You know, they pulled all four of them at one time.
Yeah, so, I had that done.
Yeah, so in the back, it's behind the tooth in front of the wisdom tooth. Went bad and it actually cracked. So a piece of it cracked, but then it's like the whole the tooth is still there, but like it cracked off in my gum. So now you know what I'm saying. It's when I chew food, I be trying to chew on the left side instead of my right side.
Right.
Because that's what causes the abscess when you get food stuck in your mouth. When food gets stuck into your gums, it creates a infection. And that's what makes
the yeah, because it's trying to force it out.
Oh, man, that shit. Yeah, no, that shit just really, really fucked me up. But anybody don't know what it is, I shall share something with you.
An abscess?
Wow, that hurts. Even smoking weed don't even feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, geez, what the hell is that all about?
Yeah, I wonder if it's the suction from the air.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I mean, when I came at home, it kind of calmed down. But, I mean, it's so cool outside. Oh, man, that shit was, I was really, like, catching the attitude. Because people just, I didn't want to talk to nobody. What's up, Smith? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That was just the expression on my face. Because, I mean, I just did not want to open my mouth. Because, you know, every time the wind hit it, it was like, oh, man, this shit's crazy. So, That's what happened yesterday, people. It was supposed to be too much music Thursday, but, you know, it was too much goddamn abscess that was tearing me up. Shouts out to Beautiful Butterfly. You know what I'm saying? See her hanging out. And if you don't know, people, abscess. This is real quick coming to you from WebMD.com. Has nothing to do with My Health, Your Health Monday, because we'll be covering mammograms. Mammogram Monday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be covering that. That's Monday. But an abscess is a tender, easily pressed mass, generally surrounded by a colored area from pink to deep red. The middle of the abscess is full of pus and debris.
Ah.
Pain. Yeah. That's when you're in it bust and you taste that. That's nasty.
Kiss me now, baby.
You know what I'm saying? painful and warm to touch. Abscesses can show up, and this is what I didn't know, because I actually read this article, you know, prior to this, because I was trying to find some remedies, you know what I'm saying,
right.
How to, you know, get this shit
down. How about
down.
Salt water, warm salt water, does that help it?
Well, me personally, before I even read this, I used peroxide. I just filled my mouth with peroxide and held it in there. You know, and then spit the peroxide out and then, you know, left the peroxide in there so it'll continue doing its thing and then rinse your mouth out. It takes probably about a minute. It took about a minute. And after that, it went down. I was blown. It went back down. So, the most common sites are in your armpits, which, thank you, Lord, I never had one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never knew that one.
Yeah. Areas around your anus and vagina, which is called the Bartholin gland abscess, or the base of your spine, which is called the palonidal abscess, and also around a tooth, which is what I had, and that's the dental abscess, and also in your groin.
I think I prefer the tooth one.
Yeah, inflammation around a hair follicle can also lead to the formation of an abscess, which is also called a boil or a furuncle, which, you know, I've always heard of a boil, but you don't link those two up together, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that. I learned something new.
Yeah, I thought that was two different things. But unlike other infections, antibiotics alone will not cure an abscess. In general, an abscess must open and drain in order for it to improve. Sometimes draining occurs on its own, but generally it must be opened by a doctor in a procedure called incision and drainage.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, I didn't have to go to the doctor, because I believe in home health remedies for everything. I was trying to pull my teeth out, I ain't going to lie. I went and got a I went and got the, you know, those little hooks and shit that they scrape plaque off your teeth and all that?
Yeah.
Man, shit, I went and bought that little set. I stuck that shit in it. I was trying to pull the tooth out. I took a whole bunch of 500 milligram, what the fuck is it, Tylenol? I took like three of them, probably about six of them. Tried to dope myself up, you know what I'm saying? And then took the Orajel, you know what I'm saying, and then put the Orajel all around. I tried to do everything I could so I wouldn't feel that shit. And that was that, you know, wasn't the remedy, you know what I'm saying? Abscesses are caused by obstruction of oil or sebaceous glands or sweat glands, inflammation of hair follicles, or from minor breaks and punctures of the skin. Germs get under the skin or into these glands, which causes an inflammatory response as your body's defense tries to kill these germs. The middle of the abscess liquefies and contains dead cells, bacteria, and other debris. This area begins to grow, creating tension under the skin and further inflammation of the surrounding tissues. Pressure and inflammation cause the pain. Hell yeah, because my damn tongue, I'm trying to put my tongue on the left side of my mouth. That's how bad it was hurting.
Yeah.
That my tongue was touching it, and it was like, what the fuck? People with weakened immune systems get certain abscesses more often. Those with any other following are all at risk for having more severe abscesses. This is because the body has a decreased ability to ward off infections. And this would include chronic steroid therapy, which is chemotherapy, diabetes, and cancer, people with AIDS, which was with sickle cell disease or leukemia, also peripheral vascular disorders such as Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, which is with your ulcers, severe burns, and severe trauma. Man.
Wow, that's the truth.
Yeah. I'm telling you, people, and if you didn't know why, you know what I'm saying, now you know. You're just wondering why the fuck this shit is pussing up on me, and I ain't even doing nothing. You know?
That was
what the hell's on with me. I'm like, what the fuck, man? But see, one thing that I know I just did the other day, was eating popcorn. The worst fucking shit to me is eating popcorn or meat products that get jammed in your teeth and your gums.
Oh, yeah. I did that last week.
And see, and me personally, you know, I know you're supposed to brush in the morning, afternoon, and night. You know, but, you know, sometimes that
floss too.
It's not practiced all the time. So you go to sleep with that shit in your mouth. That's what I did. I went to sleep with it in my mouth, and I woke up, and it was sore in the morning. And then by the afternoon, by that evening time, it was just, oh, I'm ready to kill somebody.
Right.
You know, 'cause it was
terrible.
On the
chopped my mouth off or something, you know. Like, damn. Most often, they abscess become painful, compressible mass, and they may point and come to a head so you can see the material inside and then spontaneously open or rupture. Most will continue to get worse without care. The infection can spread to the tissues, under the skin, and even into the bloodstream. And if the infection spreads into deeper tissue, you may develop a fever and begin to feel ill. Damn.
Yeah.
So people, don't let that shit, you know what I'm saying, just think it's going to get, oh, it'll get big enough and it'll pop. Cause that ain't always true. That ain't always
true. Get in your blood system, it takes you down.
Yeah, but then you don't want a mouthful of pus. That's nasty
to
sell too.
Ew.
So, you know, ugh.
Well, I know, in 91, I gave birth to two boys. It's 10 months in between. And both of them passed away. One lived for 2 hours, and the other one died just before birth. But on one of those births, I ended up having boils on the roof of my mouth.
Man.
So, yeah, when they said extreme childbirth, yeah.
Wow.
You can get them. I was tripping. I asked the doctor, why do I have these in my mouth? What's going on? And he goes, oh, you're all right. No,
yeah,
I wasn't.
Hurt.
I felt like
them
I was going to suffocate.
That shit hurt, though. But I've had that. That's but now I think what you're talking about in your mouth, that's a canker sore.
No. It was not on the roof of my mouth. I had these huge boils all on the top of my roof of my mouth.
What?
Yes, I was tripping, too. I was like, what is this? Why? Well, all the medications and stuff they gave me and the trauma from the loss, I guess my body just stressed out.
All right.
But yeah, I'll never forget that. It scared me.
Now,
never had anything like that.
I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? That's
true.
I've had, the canker sores, where you had the canker sores and all that, and that's from eating, like, citric acid, too many oranges and grapefruits and stuff, then you can get canker sores.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had those.
Yeah, I've had canker sores, yeah. Everybody
yeah,
has.
Had those. Yeah, them sit still.
But these were boils. These were serious boils
real
in my mouth. Huge. Real boils.
Damn.
I know. Like, what? So I guess that's some sort of abscess.
Yeah. Well, this is self-care at home. If anybody trying to do it at home, if the abscess is small, less than a centimeter or less than a half inch across, applying warm compresses to the area for about 30 minutes or 4 times daily can help. I personally got into the goddamn shower and just put hot water, you know what I'm saying, on that whole side of my cheek, and I don't think that helped, but it damn sure felt better. Do not attempt to drain the abscess by pressing on it. This can push the infected material into the deeper tissues. And do not stick a needle or other sharp instrument into the abscess center, because you may injure an underlying blood vessel or cause the infection to spread. So don't be poking shit at it. You know, that's what we love to do. We love to poke at things as human beings, you know what I'm saying? If it's, you know, that's the only way to cure it. You got to poke at it. You know, we poke at scabs, we poke at wounds, you poke at stuff. You know what I'm saying? Stop poking. Fuck yourself up, people.
I do not poke at my scabs.
Yeah,
that's
well,
nasty.
I'm a bad habit person. I don't do that no more, but as a kid, you know, we all go through our bad habits. And have to learn from your mistakes, you know. This is some medical treatment, and we're going to be done with this. The doctor will open and drain the abscess. The area around the abscess will be numbed. It is often difficult to completely numb the area, but in general, local anesthesia can make the procedure almost painless. And you may be given some type of sedative, if the abscess is large. The area will be covered with an antiseptic solution and sterile towels placed around it. And the doctor will cut open the abscess and totally drain it of pus and debris. Sorry if any of you are eating this early in the morning and enjoying this show. This is probably not the show you ought to be eating on right now. Yes.
Breakfast time.
Drink it in.
So good.
Go down smooth. Once the sore has drained, the doctor will insert some packing into the remaining cavity to minimize any bleeding and keep it open for a day or two. A bandage will then be placed over the packing, and you will be given instructions as to home care. Most people feel better immediately after the abscess is drained, which I did. And if you're still experiencing pain, ask the doctor for pain pills for home use over the next 1 to 2 days, which you can now get, you know, most of that shit at your Walmart or CVS or Walgreens, you know what I'm saying, to pretty much do that, you know, instead of spending $200 on a doctor's visit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is most important, because I didn't know this. You can prevent it, you know. Maintain good personal hygiene by washing your skin with soap and water regularly. And I guess that's why most of us don't get it on the skin, because we, you know what I'm saying, if you're a person that always takes a bath at least once a day, goddamn. But I know people that don't fucking take baths every 3 to 5 fucking days. Yes, people, and no, I do not hang around them that often. But you need to take care to avoid nicking yourself when shaving your underarms or pubic area. Also, seek immediate medical attention for any puncture wounds, especially if you think there may be some debris in the wound, or if you have one of the listed medical conditions above, or if you are on steroids or chemotherapy. Wow. Well, I thank you, because I've pretty much treated mine. And once treated, the abscess should heal. Most people do not require antibiotics. The pain improves immediately and subsides more each day. You should soak or wash the area daily until the wound heals, about 7 to 10 days. And usually you can remove the packing by the second day. It rarely needs to be replaced. And after the first 2 days, drainage from the abscess should be minimal to none, and all sores should heal in 10 to 14 days. Yeah. Wow. And these are all the same thing. All these mean the same thing. Abscess, abscesses, boils, carbuncle, furuncle, hidradenitis, suppurativa, pilonidal abscess, pustules, and whiteheads. All those mean the same thing. All those abscess are a form of abscess on your skin or in your mouth, you know, on your body periodically. And there you go. You
right.
Haven't been grossed out, you know. All right. Yeah. How did the mammogram go? Do you want to save your results?
We'll go over that on Mammogram Monday.
Mammogram Monday, people. That's what I'm talking about. Mammogram Monday. Make sure y'all tune in and check that out. Very special show. We have a very, 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 very special show. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. You know what I'm saying?
Save a breast, save a life, you know?
That's real. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Dr. Mello. Out there, you know what I'm saying, holding it down on Wednesday show, and you know, hit her up.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
No.
They got a full load of that one.
You know, and that was a good show. Yeah. I didn't tune into that. Very, very good information. Some stuff that, you know, you don't know every fucking thing because you watch TV, goddammit, and they tell you that bullshit. So you need to research it for yourself. Just like abscesses and boils, you know, motherfuckers on TV tell you one thing, but then unless you don't know. You don't even know. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know the two different things. When you go to the store, that's what kills me, too. You got medicine for an abscess, and then you got medicine for a fucking boil.
Wow.
You see
well,
what I'm saying?
I really didn't know you could get an abscess on your ass, so it's a good thing.
On your ass, you ain't everywhere, people. And believe you me, that is not cool to have it on your groin area.
No.
Very not cool. And I've had this shit where I had dirty nails. You know what I'm saying? I sat up there and was scratching, you know, just scratching, just normally just relaxing and scratching, you know, and scratched myself in the wrong spot.
And what it did, I had a hangnail. The hangnail caught onto my skin and cut a little incision on my skin. Okay, so I stopped messing with it. The damn, and the shit got infected, though. The little, that I mean, just, I mean, you won't even notice it. The skin breaks. When the skin breaks, oh, my goodness. My left bulb swole
blew up.
And I
not
mean,
funny,
it hurt.
But I gotta laugh.
Yeah, because it hurt. Now, I laugh now, but I mean, because you got to go through certain things to understand what the hell that's natural,
you know?
In your life. It's natural. But I didn't know that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's weird,
yeah,
when people tell you that, you know, certain things that happen in your life are because you're a healthy person. And I didn't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, well, what the hell? I'm getting, you know, this. After that, it seemed like it moved, though. It moved around my body. I'm like, what the fuck going on? Because it kept spreading. You know what I'm saying? It kept spreading. Now,
oh,
now
wow.
Technically, everybody say you're supposed to go get medical people. I'm not the medical type. I can't heal the shit on my own. You know, that's my last resort. That's like working on a car. If I can't fix it, the last resort, I take that bitch to the mechanic. And he'll have to redo whatever I just fucked up. But, yeah. And
hair bump.
Yeah. That,
you know,
well,
down in that area, flare
yeah,
up.
I've had the hair bump, too, and that wasn't.
That's
that
not
was
fun.
Not a pleasurable feeling. I've had a hair bump underneath my underarm, though, not an abscess. But, I guess it would be an abscess. Then I have
Yeah.
Damn. Because you ain't even know. See, we thinking it's something else, but it's just like an ingrown hair.
It's an
abscess. Like
it's
an abscess.
Exactly. Yeah. Had no
abscess,
idea.
People. You didn't even know that ingrown hair was leading to the abscess. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what that is. So, and I know one thing that I do when I get it on the skin. Yeah, I take a warm shower or something, and normally it disappears. You know, I take a hot shower, and you know, it normally goes away. It didn't last that long, but I was using peroxide. You know, I use some peroxide and then Neosporin. Neosporin, people, to me, is nature's best commercial fucking drug besides aloe. I put Neosporin on it.
Antibiotic.
It actually made it drain, you know, with the Neosporin. And then, shit, I mean, to the point where the Neosporin was like raid to roaches. I mean, that stuff was just
coming
up.
Yeah, it's an antibiotic.
It was just coming out of like, god damn, I'm like, what the hell? But after like a day or two, you know what I'm saying? It got all of it out there, and it was just a clean, open wound. And then, like, the next day, it started healing it up. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, that's some crazy shit. Neosporin, that's the shit.
Antibiotic ointment.
Yeah, for any scrapes or something like that, that's what you want. Get some Neosporin, because it helped me out a lot. And with that being said, it'll help y'all out a lot. You know what I'm saying? A little good music right here. This is Miss Shelly K up in here. This is Hold Me. Nice little tune, and we're going to pump it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Freak the Fuck Out Friday. Was up in the building with your host, Captain Smell So Good. International co-host, Mr. Zion Knight, floating out there somewhere. And my heavenly angel sidekick, kicking anybody in the head. Come up here with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Regular game radio people. Yes, right.
Tonight, oh, tonight. say, baby? Can I talk for a minute?
Take one quick little moment out and say thank you to Senator Bill Nelson, my own senator here, before we get back to the next song. I wrote Senator Bill Nelson probably a couple of weeks ago, and this was in response to what we've been covering here about the, what we've been covering about the TSA situation. At the airports with the pat down. And this reads, "Dear Mr. Blah Blah Blah," because y'all need to know my goddamn name. Thank you for contacting me about the Transportation Security Administration's, or the TSA, new pat down rules. I understand your concern that these procedures are too invasive, and while I was pleased to hear Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano announce that the TSA will review these procedures and make changes as necessary, stopping terrorists remains the ultimate goal. I will keep your views in mind if this issue comes before the Senate. Thank you again for taking the time to contact my office, and please do not hesitate to do so in the future. Sincerely, Senator Bill Nelson. Well, thank you for at least, you know what I'm saying, taking the time out to goddamn respond to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you can't call me, because you damn sure didn't call me. You know what I'm saying? At least you could have did, you know what I'm saying, was you know, respond back to me. And then he did respond back to me, so I do appreciate that. And people, you know, if you got an issue, don't fucking write to the goddamn city councilman and shit. Fuck them. Write to your House of Representatives. Write to your congressman. And then let that shit trickle down. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, yeah, you follow the chain of command. I mean, you know, don't go writing to the president, you know what I'm saying, about bullshit that's going on in your state. But that, damn it, that's what the fuck he up there for. That's what the senator is up there for. You know what I'm saying? To work out issues on behalf of Floridians, you know, on a state level. So, damn it, if you want to get some serious shit done, which the TSA is a serious issue, you probably need to contact your senator, because the mayor ain't got nothing to do with what the fuck the airports are doing, because she's he or she is not on the federal level. So contacting them, I don't think the pat downs is cool. Well, they ain't gonna really care about that. You know what I'm saying? Really, they're not on that level. You got to kind of get on the level of argument that you want to pose, and that's why I wrote to my senator. And if it needed to go higher, I would have wrote my congressman. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we will see. We will fucking see, people. So yeah, there you go. And we got a couple minutes before the nutty news of the day, so we will go ahead and get into a quick jam right here. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and play one of my songs, you know. This is hard times, people, because this is what we living in. Jet Set, Mr. Smell So Good, and Friends. Got a couple other people on here. They will all be announced. You know what I'm saying? Check out the song.
Remix, it gets all over the world. Remix, New York City.
You got to make it through
that Hollywood, California.
And life.
Remix.
Sorry, that was a little loud for me, people.
Remix.
The time of life.
It gets
all
hard.
Over the world.
Remix, New York City.
You got to make it through that
Hollywood,
home.
California.
And life.
Remix. Chicago.
That's why.
Florida.
We here to say
Detroit.
Remix.
Only the storms survive.
All over the world.
Only the storms survive. Cause only the storms survive.
Everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to split them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes is strong. Hard times, everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to split them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes is strong. It's like murder. Shit I have done, got mama crying tonight, because they locked up a son. I'm getting tired of pressure, getting tired of pain. They got me smoking all this reefer, fucking up my brain, got me going insane in this bitch. I'm trying to drop a single down, trying to get rich. But who gonna throw the pitch, nigga, if I don't drop the bowl? I represent the east side and the FOMO. And you know the pussy niggas get smoked.
Philadelphia,
Pennsylvania. It's my soul, cause I'm breaking so rough and rugged. And people can't touch it. Man, it's hard time, got me feeling tough.
Hard time.
Only the storm survive. Cause only the storm survive.
Mind the Florida.
You know the storm survive. Cause only the storm.
Plus a 9, make me weigh 150.
thinking that straight. For me to face what I gotta face in these streets, where I gotta make what I gotta make. But you writing checks up to my dad, just catching up with you. Bitch, you never thought I'd miss you. It's only time to issue your legs and your thighs in the quarters, pushed all in the water. Death by design, a nigga all in your order. Should've thought smarter, should've came harder, but should've, could've, would've, can't help you right now. So it's time for you to make a move, time for you to show and prove. Time to show these niggas that you do what you say you do. Repping on the block with 22s, niggas say who? The dope man, the big man, the boss man. Ain't got nothing on the left hand, trick a man with a dead hand.
All over the world, strong survive.
Government inflation, general force scam, purple straight raping, the hood, it ain't all good. Block party, I wish you would.
Remix,
only
remix.
The strong survive, not rise, rise,
all
rise.
The world.
The wound took a few puzzle air hard times of the room. I looked left and then right. The only hard times were what I see in sight. So I jumped up and headed to the door. Told my mama thank you, but now I gotta go. The hard times ain't gonna find me no more. We live in hard times, and that's for sure.
See ya. Only the storm survives.
Dodging all the crackers and jackals trying to get mine. I tell her step back and check yourself. Too late, silly suckers, unwrecked yourself. Now my people on the ride and y'all better realize that it's our time to shine. And we gon' claim the prize. But if you can't understand, then please step aside. Cause we do it, I said we do it, we all do it. Hard time.
Only the storm survives.
I'd like to thank y'all for riding out with Hit After Hit Music. One time for my boy Disco Nate Dizzle, you know what I'm saying, on the beat, in the P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying. One time for Platinum Kings, putting it down. One time for my girl Sky, you know what I'm saying, representing on the beach, you know what I'm saying. This your boy Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying. Represent one time for Dutch Dirty. One time for Wrecking the Game Entertainment. One time for Jet Set, who always hold it down up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying. Appreciate you, cuz. If y'all want to holler at him, 1-888-859-3762.
We gotta be strong, y'all. We gotta hold on, y'all. We gotta take a stand, y'all. I know we can.
Time, VIP, that nigga DJ Party Time, and the Candy Man with that Chronic Candy, huh? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Smell, so good. Help, hit that, did it again. Oh, yeah.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
People, y'all already know what time it is. We're at the top of the hour, and it is time to get into the Nutty News. Nutty News is provided to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. BTR, shouts out to Beautiful Butterfly. I got a new acronym for him. Stands for Barely Talking Radio. Because, yeah, as much as y'all keep goddamn buffering and kicking people off the fucking show, you know, we can barely talk on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, that's the new name. BTR is Barely Talking Radio, goddammit. Shit. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and, yeah. Started this thing off at the top of the world that we don't own. Well, actually, nobody don't own shit in this world but your motherfucking selves anyway. So, you know, and a country don't own another state, and we don't own shit but your lives. So, Washington dicks on chicks, or Washington, D.C. Obama honors Nobel winner with statements about himself. As if the vainest president in history would not have done that anyway. Yeah. The Nobel Peace Prize winner went to imprisoned Chinese descendant Luo Zhabao, with some fucked up name, who was barred by the Chinese government from attending. Obama, 1 year ago, I was humbled to receive the Nobel Peace Prize, an award that speaks to our highest aspirations and that has been claimed by giants of history and courageous advocates who have sacrificed for freedom and justice.
Bruh.
Why would you say that to a motherfucker who's receiving an award? You know what I'm saying? Like, so what, asshole? I'm getting my own award. Congratulations on your shit. Can I get a congratulations first?
Yeah.
How you start out your sentence with 1 year ago, I was humbled to receive the Nobel Peace Prize? That's vain as hell, people. If you don't know what vanity is, that's vanity at its finest. Right?
That
vain.
Sure is.
Man, almost gave me an award for that. Doing some shit like that, Obama. Anyways,
you don't even deserve an award.
Yeah, everybody knows that's the president. Yeah. North Carolina, Westboro Baptist Church is to picket Elizabeth Edwards' funeral.
Oh, my goodness. Come on. Are they kidding?
Man, these people. This is your world you live in, people. Members of the Westboro Baptist Church, known for its anti-gay protests, at the funerals of U.S. soldiers, plan to protest at the funeral of Elizabeth Edwards, the estranged wife of former presidential candidate John Edwards. Yeah, Elizabeth Edwards died following a six-year battle with cancer. Her 16-year-old son, Wade, was killed in a car accident in 1996, and she will be buried next to him. Y'all getting a little out of hand with that shit. This lady standing, Thompson, pray for more dead soldiers.
Yeah. Well, look
at
that.
That's crazy.
These are the people of the world that we living around, though, you know? But fuck that. I'm still giving you sons of bitches an award. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. People, we provide awards during the Nutty News, if you don't know what the hell is going on. Certain articles receive, an award. They need to be awarded. And we have two different awards. We have prestigious awards for people who do prestigious shit. Or we got asshole awards for people who do asshole shit, such as that. Also such as this. In Florida, where we probably have the highest rate of motherfucking child abuse out of all states, I would agree to.
Wow.
Stupid motherfuckers down here that just don't know how to take care of no goddamn kids and want to drug their goddamn lives away.
I guess the sun is getting to them.
Must be. You know what I'm saying? Making their goddamn brains. Yeah.
Wow.
Woman beat up because her kid was making noise. Oh. Sorry, I kind of read that ahead of time then. All right, well, we still do shit like that. Police in Florida said a woman attacked a fellow Walmart shopper because her baby was squeezing a child's toy that was making a lot of noise.
Oh, my gosh. Leave the store, lady. Hello.
Port St. Lucie police said Jeanette Ramirez, 33, of Lauderhill, instigated a verbal altercation with the mother due to the noise made by the toy. The incident escalated when three witnesses saw Ramirez hitting the other woman.
Yeah, I want her watching my kids.
Well, what the hell was she doing? You don't know how to fight back? What the hell are these parents nowadays? A bunch of pussy parents, man. Not a fight back. How you get your ass whooped in front of your kid?
Man.
Give her an award for getting your ass whooped in front of your kid. You know what I'm saying? Shit. There you go. Excuse me, people. Do 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 do.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know, to get your ass whooped on your day off in front of your kids. People, if there's no other time to step up in the paint and put some ass whoopings down, it is when your kids are around. You can take one any other time, but you don't take no ass whooping in front of your kids. That's when you go all out, scratch, pull, kick, whatever you got to do to teach your kid, goddammit, don't get your ass whooped. But anyways, over in the UK, where only the nuttiest shit happens, a rat takes cigarette to bed with him and starts fire.
What? You said a rat?
Yeah. A pet rat. Named.
I'm about to hear it all now.
A pet. No. This first sentence you're finna hear it all. A pet rat named No Name.
Okay.
A motherfucker. Come on, people. How creative is it to name your dog No Name? No Name! No Name! Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Triggered a fire in his beer can strawn cage when he stole a smoldering cigarette butt from an ashtray and took it to bed with him. Miraculously, No Name survived the cage blaze and was found scampering around the floor at owner Nellie Banks' apartment. A member of the local fire crew said he believed No Name was building a nest and managed to escape through an open door when he discovered his home was about to go up in flames. Damn.
That's sad.
Fucking rat smoking cigarettes. No, that's not sad, because what the hell is a goddamn lit cigarette doing laying the fuck around? And you don't see a goddamn rat toting off a goddamn cigarette. What the hell, people? Come the fuck on.
Ain't
going back to the cage.
You know he had one too many beers now. once.
Yeah, you had, yeah, in a beer strong cage now. Right.
I guess that's what you get, man. That's what you get.
I got to find that. I'll buy that for a dollar. Cause some of these, I'm going to have to add that to my awards, man. I'll buy that for a dollar. I'm going to find that right now because I got to add that to the damn list of awards. Cause some shit, people, just, no. Over here in Hunter Don County, men steal copper from haunted high school. Okay, well, so what? I mean, wasn't using the bitch anyway. Three Morris County men were among six people arrested after police found them attempting to swipe copper pipes and wires from the old Lambertville High School. The building in Hunter Don County is supposedly haunted, according to police, and this prompts numerous complaints about trespassing, drug, and alcohol abuse by people who explore the property.
That's why it's haunted.
You know what I'm saying? Hungry crackheads, you know what I mean? Ooh, go away. Leave the crack house alone.
Oh,
crack house. I mean, leave the house alone. You gotta love the world in which we live, people. You have to love the world in which we live. Man. This is me personally. I wish I could get some money off of this because I would damn sure motherfucking be the one for this. This is in Florida where this is the most extreme problem that we have for this dumbass fucking shit. Pull up your pants or pay up. You damn right. And I think I need to announce that to the damn city council. Our damn selves. At least they'll do something right. The city of Opa-locka voted unanimously to fine people $250 if they don't pull up the motherfucking pants.
Thank you. I really don't want to know what you look like with your underwear. Because that's what you see. I want to know how their pants stay up. They got a belt and it's off their butt completely.
Man,
how is it staying up? Why aren't they falling down? What's going on?
Because they're holding the shits in the front.
What, with their balls?
No, with their hands. You don't see stupid motherfuckers just walk around with one hand always holding their pants up?
Well, yeah, but I've seen a guy who literally had his pants, and this was just the other day.
Well, no, that's because they put the belt real tight around underneath. They make it like it's a style, and this is the gayest shit on the planet, people.
It is ridiculous. I really don't want to be looking at his ass in his underwear.
Opa-locka city leaders decided to expand the current ban on saggy pants to include a $250 or 10 hours of community service for those who refuse to tighten their trousers. The low pants practice intimidates the public, provides a distraction in school, and is a blight on the community. Now, on that same note, I will say I went to a predominantly all-white high school, predominantly white at the time, you know, Chamberlain High School, and all the white girls seem to get a kick out of, and the teachers, none of the staff ever complained about the white girls wearing Joe boxers to school.
You know?
You remember when Joe Boxer first came out, when it was a hit? And
yeah,
had all
I remember.
The happy faces and all this shit on the boxers.
Uh-huh.
People, these are fucking men's boxers. And these little white girls was wearing this shit to school. Just straight up boxers and a t-shirt. So, you know, but they look better on females. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to say, how would you feel about the females just having their pants hang off their ass?
Well, we got that. We got that, too. We got the dyke.
I know. That's the truth.
The dyke females have now said, well, fuck it. If I want to be a real dude, I got to do what the real dudes do. So I got to sag my pants, too. Which, I don't see how you do that with a big, thick, nice-looking ass hanging out your pants. I'm sorry, I'm not no longer looking at you like you like women. I'm looking at your ass. But I do thank all dyke women, because I kind of embarrass them when they do that. I'm like, damn, girl, you showing all that ass. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I ain't thinking that when I see some guy doing it. I'm sorry. I'm thinking, man,
need
to get some class in that ass, baby.
Yeah. I think, you know, anybody with their pants down.
Sounds soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said it.
I mean, Jesus, people. Anyways, over here in New York, home of the bed bugs. Haven't heard any latest outbreaks. I guess bed bugs don't like the cold. Green card maker, pole dances in store. Okay. New York greeting card designer said she has found success with her business model, which includes in-store pole dances. Jill Ann's, Jill Ann's is on the Lower East Side. Just as she has been performing in the store for the past 2 months, and any customers who spend at least $50 on her handmade greeting cards get a personal pole dance.
Oh, God.
I got to see how she looked first. You know what I'm saying? It could be old 65-year-old woman and shit talking to them. She giving pole dances like, Granny, you need to get off the pole. Okay, well, no, they don't have a picture of her. All right.
Hey, wow. I'm a granny.
Are you on the pole?
No.
All right.
Haven't been on the pole for 12 years, baby. 12 years, going on 13.
Oh, oh.
Yeah,
well, that pole, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Over here in the U.S. states of assholes, that's the USA, people, man finds healing by eating parasitic pig worms.
Ew.
What the hell do people be thinking, man?
But what is that?
Let's see. One day in 2004, a 29-year-old man with a terrible stomach problem stepped off a plane from the United States in Thailand. He wasn't there for the sights or the food or the beaches. He had traveled thousands of miles for worms. Parasitic worms whose eggs he intended to swallow by the thousands. His doctor back home had told him his idea was crazy. This month, the man's experience treated himself with parasitic worms was published in a medical journal. Damn. So he actually recovered from the shit.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. That's self-medication there.
Like a mug. I think I just would have took some Tums or some Alka-Seltzer and called it a day, but all right. You know, I guess some people got the money to go to Thailand. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. If I had it, said. I'm going to Thailand and see if they got Pepto, too. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right. Anyways, over in California, shouts out to Goofy Boom and Boo News. California bomb house is burned to the ground.
Wow.
A bomb house, damn. Officials say it's the largest cache of homemade explosives ever found in a single location in the U.S. They were found inside a house in a suburban Escondido neighborhood, which is now being called the bomb house. The man renting the home, 54-year-old George Jakubek, has pleaded not guilty to a series of federal charges for possessing and manufacturing explosives, as well as bank robbery.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Well, never heard of that shit, but here you go, brother. Damn.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
That is nutty. Man, it's goddamn nutty news. Where do they find this stuff, people?
Exactly. I was wondering that myself.
What the hell do they find this shit, man? And this is true news, people. This is not something I'm just sitting up here blowing smoke up your ass or anything. This is actually real news. I give you websites and everything when I actually go into the website. So, it, you know, if you don't believe me, you know, go to nuttynewstoday.com and read the articles for yourself, and it'll take you to all those links. Still in the United States of assholes, Guy tries to sell watch for $9.95 and get $66,100.
How is that possible?
Well, Bob, a Navy doctor, put his watch for sale on eBay for $9.95.
Oh, no,
you know,
really?
He
oh
got
my God.
It cheap at a Navy exchange 52 years ago. The final auction price, $66,100.
Wow, what kind of watch was that?
Damn.
I Spy? Come on.
Soon
you
after,
got a picture of the watch?
Let me see. Soon after posting it in eBay, the price skyrocketed to $30,000.
Wow.
The watch was a collector's item coveted by watch nutters all over the world. It was named
wow.
the Bond Rolex because Sean Connery wore the same model in Dr. No, Goldfinger,
oh.
and Thunderball.
Wow.
Damn.
That's
what?
Ridiculous.
Motherfuckers, there's some enthusiasts out there, people. Well, basically, that means they ain't got nothing else to waste their goddamn money on. But
shit.
Some bullshit-ass fucking fake $9.95 Army-Navy fucking watch.
Just so they can say, I got the 007 watch.
That don't do nothing. And the 7's missing off of it.
And it's not even the one that he wore, Sean Connery.
Hey, yeah, the 7's missing off of it and shit. Yo, fuck it. I'll still take it. In Detroit, teen steal ambulance on emergency call. Yeah, boy, some people do some fucked up shit. Detroit EMS medic 10 was responding to a 911 call at a nursing home. The crew watched as their ambulance disappeared and they were left without their lifeline and the life-saving equipment inside the truck. Police say two teenagers ages 14 and 16 are responsible. Most of our vehicles are equipped with anti-theft devices, in which if somebody attempted to, the truck would shut down. But some are broken. And I guess that was one of the cases.
Bunch of idiots.
Man. Over here in Ohio, the fattest woman is warned after hitting 700 pounds. Damn.
Only after 700 pounds.
Yeah. And that ain't, I think, wasn't that the chick that Thomas and she's trying to eat her way to the Guinness Book of World Records?
Great.
I thought it was. A woman believed to be the world's fattest at 700 pounds is facing a battle to shed weight after being told by doctors she could die. Terry Smith is confined to her bedroom in her Ohio home, unable to move, stand, or roll over by herself. Suffering from severe headaches, which doctors fear could stem from a brain problem, Terry urgently needs a brain scan, but is too big to fit inside an MRI machine. Yeah, that is sick. That is sick to me, people. That is sick. I'm sorry. You to me, that is like suicide. You know what I'm saying? If you get yourself to a point where you can no longer take care of yourself, you've committed self-suicide. You can't roll over. You can't sit up. You can't do nothing but just lay there and be a fucking blob. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit, and that to me that's very selfish, you know what I'm saying, to place upon a person, you know? That's crazy, man. That's very selfish, but, yeah. Anyway, we're going to keep this moving on over here to Washington Dicks on Chicks, where Surgeon General says one cigarette could kill you. Okay. As if nobody knew that. Think the occasional cigarette won't hurt? Well, even a bit of social smoking or inhaling someone else's secondhand smoke could be enough to block your arteries and trigger a heart attack, says the newest Surgeon General's report on the killer the nation just can't kick. Lung cancer is what people usually fear from smoking, and yes,
That can take years to strike. Only thing I'm waiting on is somebody to sue a cigarette smoker. So as soon as they start, I'm going to be on the goddamn man. You know what I'm saying? And that's soon to come in the future. I guarantee you, somebody's going to sue somebody for getting cancer from secondhand smoke. And it's probably going to happen here in Florida because we the goddamn most suing state in the motherfucking United States. I mean, bitches find everything to sue your ass over here. So, yeah. This is
yeah, I
normal.
Missed that one. My phone dropped.
Oh. What that? With the Surgeon General, one cigarette could kill you?
Oh, really? Wow.
Man, but
no, I missed what
that.
Happened with the 700-pound lady.
Oh, nothing? They couldn't, she's just too big to go into the MRI machine. To get a brain scan. So they say she, because she's having headaches while she's laying there. So they saying, that, you know, was she too goddamn big to get into the goddamn MRI machine to get a brain scan?
Oh, wow.
So she either got to lose weight or her ass going to die. Which, to me, you already dead. You know what I'm saying? If you to the point where you can't even, you don't want to mobilize yourself, and I mean blatantly just by being gluttonous, then come on, people. You got enough fucking weight to where your ass don't need to eat for at least a month or two. All you need is some goddamn fluid to be pumped in you. You shouldn't be eating not one goddamn meal, period. That's why I don't understand. They keep feeding fat people. Like, I mean severely obese people. When I watch that shit on the Health Channel, and they had all these big people. But all these fat motherfuckers are sitting around eating 8 stacks of pancakes, 2 orders of eggs, 4 orders of bacon, 2 a gallon of orange juice. Like real gluttonous shit.
That's an addiction there.
No, it ain't no fucking addiction. It's irresponsible of the motherfucker that's giving it to you. What the fuck are you he or she going to do? Get up and whoop your ass? Then you
well,
starve these motherfucking
choice.
People. Man, them people should be fucking starved. Because there ain't no such thing that it comes to starving when it comes to a fat person. You got all that fat that needs to be eating away first.
Yeah, that's bad.
California, a widow returns books 74 years overdue.
74 years overdue, was he a little boy?
Man. California Library said it refused to accept a $2,701 payment from a 95-year-old woman who returned a book well, what the fuck is you know what I'm saying? She returned a book her late husband checked out 74 years ago. That ain't your responsibility. I mean, that's cool that you returned it, but you ain't supposed to be paying no fucking fees. Hazel Steverson said neighbor Laurie Gibson, 79, stumbled upon the Amador County Library's first edition copy of Seaplane Solo, an autobiographical account of Sir Francis Chichester's 1930 flight across the Tasman Sea while cleaning at the Steverson home. I mean, as if anybody gave a fuck. Is anybody really giving a fuck about the first edition of whatever the hell name that is even in?
Wow.
People, I mean, it's cool to do some noble shit, but that ain't noble. Yeah. You could have took that $2,000 and donated that shit to a damn children's book reading fund or some shit if you want to do something noble. Or went and bought $2,000 worth of books and took them to a damn school and donated them to the school for the kids to read. Bought $2,700 worth of books and then took all them books back to the library and donated them to the library to replace that one so-called fuck-ass book. Well, some shit ain't no. You know? Over here in Florida, god damn it, Rudolph escapes church nativity scene. Probably because Rudolph ain't got nothing to do with the goddamn church nativity scene. Police in Florida said a deer named Rudolph escaped from a church nativity scene and was seen running around the area. Oh, this is a real deer, my bad. Lakeland police said they received a call from a resident at 5:50 a.m. about a deer running around his property, and they quickly determined it was Rudolph, nicknamed Rudy, a muntjac deer portraying a reindeer in the Highland Park Church of the Nazarene Nativity scene. Y'all be killing me with that old fag-ass shit, man. That is the most gayest shit I be seeing, man. Fucking nativity scene. What the hell ever, man? More and more lies, people. More and more lies. God damn it. Motherfucking Rudolph the fucking red-nosed reindeer didn't have nothing to do with the goddamn so-called birth of Jesus in the goddamn manger. Y'all fucking people tripping me out. Well, anyway. Over here in New York, 80-year-old gets ticket from sanitation cop. Damn right. An elderly woman said she was hit with a $100 fine for tossing a newspaper into a city trash bin outside her Manhattan apartment building. What? Delia
are you
Bookin,
supposed to recycle?
You know, 80, tossed the paper into the city litter basket on her way to the subway station downtown when she was approached by a woman in a blue uniform. Sanitation cop Kathy Castro wrote Glukin a ticket for putting improper refuse in a city litter basket marked litter only and no household trash. Are you goddamn serious?
Wow. Lesson
yeah.
learned.
You know? Damn, they're taking the litter a little serious.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
Keeping it moving, though. In Wisconsin, a 100-year-old Walmart security guard is knocked down.
101-year-old security guard?
Probably because she shouldn't have had her ass there any motherfucking way.
Are you kidding me?
People, y'all, I mean, I understand the elderly, you know, need a place, something to do, but Walmart ain't the place for them to hang out. It's too busy, especially at fucking Christmas time, holiday time, period, when you got so many people in and out and ain't paying attention to what they do.
It's crazy.
It may sound
Walmart.
Strange, but the older folks hired to say hello to Walmart shoppers are also de facto security guards who must quiz customers about whether unbagged items in their carts were paid for. That's what 100-year-old Lois Spielman was doing when a 37-year-old woman headed for the door with her cart. The woman began to resent being stopped, and in trying to grab her receipt back, she bumped the sanitarian and caused her to fall backward.
Yeah,
that
I hope she didn't break her hip or something.
Yeah, that don't sound intentional, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, I believe that sounds like that was an accident, but you still
yeah.
need to sit your old ass down some damn way anyways. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of the way. Damn. Let them stock up the shelves or some shit. You know what I'm saying? God damn. Put them in all in forefront. You know what I'm saying? Not long it take for a person to look at a receipt that's got over 37 items in the motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't even shop at Walmart. It's too crazy.
Man.
I'd rather pay a little extra and have some peace of mind. I'm telling you. A couple years
yeah.
ago, I went in to go park for around Christmas time. Oh, my God. People want to get out and kick your ass because you're parking in the spot you was waiting for.
Yeah,
crazy.
Impatience during the holidays is crazy, people. And then you wonder where's the true holiday spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, ain't you supposed to be in the spirit?
Oh, they in the spirit, all right. The wrong one.
Over here in Las Vegas, Elvis gives life-saving CPR. Yeah, right. A doctor dressed as Elvis at the Las Vegas Marathon took a break from his day of getting married and running to administer CPR to a woman at a restaurant. Claudio Palma, 36, at San Francisco, a San Francisco doctor,
said he married his fiancée at the second mile of the marathon and stopped at the burger bar for a celebratory lunch at a burger bar. You run in a fucking marathon and you stop at a burger bar. That, yeah, that all goes together. Yeah, let me feel my unhealthy life, a healthy life with some unhealthy fucking burgers, and then get back on the goddamn marathon and continue running. Hopefully I don't get cramps. Palmer said he was inside the eatery when a fellow marathon runner, a woman whose name Palmer did not know, collapsed at the back of the restaurant. Damn. Well, I guess he helped her out. Well, and that will do it, people, for the Nutty News of today. Nutty News is brought to you once again by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I do mean the world.
Yeah, this crazy lady from the beef and that. If you want them official sucker duckers, go holler at Debbie and Glass Lee. What's up, Don Juan?
you do sometimes. You leave me wondering, do you love me or is your love as true as you say? Girl, it's all in what you say. I just wanna say hey. Never leave you, always by your side. That's what's on my mind. But when you tell me something different about the girl you think I'm messing around, oh, how can we hold our love? Baby, hold our love down. Hey, girl, got me thinking about leaving this time. Said I want to moan about it.
Yeah. lot of dudes love me. Though I'm not ugly, I make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness, wow, you can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite, yes, I'm exotic, yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous, so damn contagious. Damn it, shine, please let me introduce you. I run with the strike boy, yes, I'm a strike girl. You off top, yeah, yeah, I think I'm hot. I reported for the first time, 99. I had a few problems, now I'm back to get mine. Just me and me, the hot track, and I bet I'll rip that. I keep done with that, you gonna say, damn, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal cold. Honey, me and Carl Steve from the Viennese. And I'm puffing on that fire, looking Chinese. You can say what you want about y'all, about you.
Don't
much you swallow. I'm tripping, way up on that good juice. And they ain't talking about little wave room juice. She can't help but to flirt when I'm in the room. With a pocket full of money, ho, that's who.
Live up in here, people.
Today.
And, to go to the shizzo, you know, got to get on up out of hiszo, and yeah.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday. What you got planned this weekend?
Spend some time with the kids. We're gonna go downtown Seattle, and they have a carousel ride down there. In the heart of downtown Seattle. So the kids will, we go and do that, and we do a horse carriage ride, and we go have hot chocolate at Starbucks.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, we go at nighttime when it's all sparkly.
What's that, the hot chocolate? You know what I'm saying? Got to love that. What was the email you just got?
Well, I belong to this group that, you know, don't buy from China.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent me that information that, what did it say? Something about the Nobel Peace Prize was in jail and was unable to accept the award in China.
So, yeah, so the same thing that happened to the dude now happened back in 1936.
Yeah, with the Nazis.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're trying to say they're doing the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But, yeah, I've been saying for over 20 years that China's been slowly poisoning us with their products. And now the truth comes out, years later.
Well, I mean, there ain't no Chinese poisoning us. Our own government is poisoning us. The motherfuckers.
Well, this
is
true, too. But they're allowing them to ship it over when they know.
Proving this and proving that. Well, hey. Can't point the finger at the provider. You got to point the finger at the motherfucker who's allowing this shit to go into your system. You know what I'm saying? And that's the government.
Yeah.
They just provide the product. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody telling them to buy this tainted product. Hey, we got tainted product over here for the Lolo. Y'all want to buy it? Oh, yeah, we'll buy it. Fuck it. They'll eat it. Like Mikey, he'll eat it.
You ever buy a product from China, it's packaged up, plastic, and you open it up, and there's these fumes that smell toxic that come out of it?
Oh, no, I ain't never opened that up.
You know, like their plastic goods or their toys and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll leave them in plastic and or a plastic wrap or whatever, and you open it up, and all these, the smell alone smells like it'll kill you. The lead in the toys and so on and so forth. I could go on and on in their food.
Mm. Well, you already know, people. You better grow your own shit.
Hey,
or get your
I
motherfucking body up. Or get your body up to be strong enough to handle it. You know what I'm saying? Stay away from flu shots and all that dumbass shit that you see on TV. And goddamn it, live your life is most things. And travel. You know what I'm saying? If you got the opportunity to travel, you need to travel. Get the fuck out of wherever you at and go somewhere. And with that being said, this is Freak the Fuck Friday out. And we is out.
1 minute.
1 minute.
Much love, people. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm getting into this weekend.
We miss you, Sinai, wherever you are.
Wherever you's beef. He out there. Holding it down because we smoke weed. You know what I'm saying?
And shouts out to the Elohim show. I heard Mr. Elohim has been using some of my nutty news. You know what I'm saying? But I can't, you know, I can't take it. You know, it ain't my news. I'm just regurgitating the news. You know what I'm saying? But that, yeah, no. Nobody can't do the news the way I do the nutty news. So it's all good, people. It's all good. Wheels up out of here. Please fuck out Friday. Y'all hold it down. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And you come back Monday, Mammogram Monday. Very, very, very special show featuring Miss Heavenly Angel. It's going down.
What's up with that?